Blog Talk Radio.
There's a girl who was raised to believe that love is suffering. She grows up and a man like a father gives her a wedding ring. Now she walks around her constant companions are resentment, fear, and sadness. The lack of laughter turns to cancer. This song is dedicated to her.
The worst disease in the world.
It's not cancer, it's not AIDS.
The cure will not be found.
Any physicist or scientist.
No. The cause and the cure.
Couldn't every single one of us.
The worst disease in the world is hate.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. Here we are another beautiful day to bring forth truth, light, and hope to the World Wide Web. Thank you for joining me and my co-host, Mama AZ, out in Arizona. And we are here to raise up the consciousness of every person listening. We are here to empower you. We are here to help you get back into alignment with the Creator's love, the Creator's compassion, the Creator's forgiveness, the Creator's wisdom over and under understanding and knowledge. That is the key to health, my beautiful brothers and sisters. The key to health is to get back into alignment. And that's what we're going to be talking about, along with the brain, the beautiful brain that our Creator has given us. So let me just welcome, I see Mama AZ out in Arizona is with me. How are you, my dear sister?
Woohoo! Sister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Oh, this is so wonderful. Sister, I am blessed.
Hallelujah.
Very grateful to be on this side of the dirt. I tell you, it's hot out here, and I'm just taking a moment to collect my mini cells and just
get a cup of cold
resonate.
Water.
Yes, well, I'm drinking something really cold right now, and it's so refreshing. And I'm thinking, Sister Viata, Sister, I give thanks to the Most High for just who you are, your being, your inspiration, and knowing your path and your purpose and sticking soulfully to that.
Hallelujah.
Because it helped me to be reassured that sometimes I may not be clear. However, when Sister Viata's and others on your level, you know, enter into my realm, it's like a reminder. Do you remember, Mama AC? This is what you agreed. Do you remember? And Sister, I've been downloading so much since you've been gone. Well, you're not really gone. You know, just your body, your presence. If not physically in the same room like 2 weeks ago. However, the vibration was so strong, it's like in a good way you never left. And so I'm being reminded of certain things that I need to remember, and I just give thanks. Even yesterday, when you texted me about Matt Kahn and his latest info, it's like, whoa. And I suggest to all your listeners to just push in Matt Kahn and get his latest. But others, there's so much other information that he's compiled. Anything that comes up is worthy. That's just my opinion.
Yes, and his message is only for a few, because some people don't want spiritual success. That the title, I believe, of that was The Secret of Spiritual Success. And some people are not interested in spiritual success. They just want to be comforted. They're in what I call survival mode. They're just trying to get by. They don't want to grow. They just want to survive this race that they're in, and they don't care about spiritual success. So if you're one who's listening and you care about spiritual success and growth, which is why we are here on this earth, that's the sole purpose here, soul purpose healing. You're going to be healed when you become more aware, more conscious that you are here to spiritually succeed and to grow and ascend and increase in all you do. And that message that Matt Kahn brought was about how do you know you're in alignment with, and in my mind he was saying, and how do you know you're in alignment with the Creator, with his purpose for you and your spiritual growth? So the bottom line to that message is that you feel relaxed, that you're not anxious, you're not worrying, you're not fearful. You relax and you breathe into every trauma and every conflict. So that's why tonight I wanted to bring up death a little bit, because we all, most of us, have a real problem of relaxing with death in our midst, or death notices, or death awareness. And that's one of the areas that we all have to breathe into and learn the lesson. And I know, for instance, Mama AZ attended a homegoing celebration. I hope it was a celebration recently in Arizona. And so she, I'm sure, has been reflecting on the lessons that this woman has given her. And I'm going to let her share that after we talk a little bit about the brain, because I've been studying and writing, and every time a celebrity or a public figure passes away and we can get a little bit of information about him, it always, the Creator is always telling me, what's the lesson? What can we learn from this message that this person has left us or is leaving us? And so my thought is that I go into study, I go into research, and the main topic for tonight is brain cancer, the first stage of conflicts, or what I want to say, major unexpected traumas. And this knowledge comes from studying German New Medicine, or Dr. Reiki Hammer, who did over 40 years of research and study about cancer and the root causes of it. And the many things that he discovered was that the brain registers every major unexpected trauma with the lesions or spot-like circular patterns in the brain. Whenever a person experiences a major trauma or an unexpected event, like the unexpected death of a child or the unexpected death of a mother, anyone close to you, or the loss of a job, and it causes a person to go, it causes the person to kind of hold their breath and stop breathing consciously. And then the process begins. The brain registers that trauma or that major conflict, and if that person doesn't resolve that conflict or trauma and come to peace, come to shalom, come to resolution, if they don't resolve that, then the brain continues to do what it does, And what does the brain do? Here's the idea we need to hold on to, listeners, brothers, sisters, is that the brain, this wonderful instrument in the human vessel, sacred temple, the brain is amazing. The brain is maintaining the entire physiological system through hormones and the nervous system. So what that says to us is that there's messengers floating around in this body. The hormones are chemical or liquid messengers, and the nervous system includes the brain stem, which is the back part of the neck area, and the whole spinal cord, the nervous system. That's what controls our the way we feel, the way the feelings we have. And then the hormones. So the brain is secreting what they call these neural peptides. And all that is chemical messengers. Chemical messengers. This is a kingdom. And so when we think about brain cancer, something has gone wrong in the kingdom, or something has gone wrong in the system. There's a miswiring that goes on when we have these traumas in our life and we don't know how to handle them. So we're here tonight to give you some of the lessons to learn and some of the ways to prevent and some of the ways to resolve these traumas. Because when that brain is functioning at 100%, you're going to be a little uncomfortable sometimes if you're not transmitting messages that you see with your eyes and hear with your ears the way the Creator intended for you to process them. Because the brain is always carrying or secreting these chemical messengers, and all they're doing is carrying information that you're feeling or thinking. The brain is secreting messengers all the time that go mind, body, mind, back and forth through the body fluids inside this vessel. So every cell, there are trillions of cells in this body. And even more than that, we have all these microbes in the body. So they all have a function. Every cell is receiving and transmitting information. The brain has all these centers in it, the limbic system that controls your appetite, controls your blood sugar, your levels of your body temperature, your heart pumping, your lung system, how you're digesting food, circulatory system. All that's contained in the brain, And then you have this natural pharmacy, a natural pharmacy that comes out of the brain that consists of chemical messengers. It's called the limbic system, and it's called the amygdala is transferring or transmitting fear and pleasure signals. Your pineal gland is a hormonal system, and it sends out painkillers and antidepressants. Really, natural pharmacy going on here when the brain is functioning at 100%. So there is, bottom line, with the brain, there's a very intimate relationship between the brain or the mind and all the endocrine systems and the nervous system. And every system is influenced by your thoughts and your feelings. Thoughts and feelings influences from your brain, what you're seeing with your eyes, how you are programmed, how are you digesting that, how are you processing what you see with your eyes, how are you processing what you hear with your ears. And so the fact that Joe Biden was submitted to chemotherapy and radiation, and at 46 years old, he's dead now, tells us a lot about Joe Biden's knowledge and belief system. The belief system of people who submit to chemotherapy and radiation and who are unaware of the environmental toxins that are weakening this amazing, sophisticated brain system, it tells us that these people are unconscious, they don't have knowledge, they don't have wisdom. And a lot of times they're just in plain fear after seeing too many doctors. That's what happens. We get into fear, and the doctors have no respect for this amazing system They are more involved, but most doctors, medicine, are more involved in making money and promoting a pharmaceutical system that is anti-spiritual. And so that brings us back to Matt Kahn's message. Isn't that amazing? It brings us back to Matt Kahn's message, because when we're out of alignment with this magical system of the brain, this amazing intimate relationship that the brain has, when we are out of alignment with that, when we are making choices that don't align with the sacredness of this temple we live in, the sacredness of this body that we live in, this programming, this amazing chemical messenger operating system, when we are out of alignment with that, then that's when cancer continues to grow. Cancer will continue to grow until we do what Matt Kahn suggests, relax and be in present awareness. The solution, the resolution, and the healing for any disease is to love the brain system and stay in present awareness and breathe with the intention to relax every cell in the body and let the cells do what they were created to do. When we can recognize the energy of our adversary, which for the most part is the medical system, we don't have a lot of men and women in the system who hate us. That's for sure. They don't hate us, but they love the system more, and they are ignorant and unconsciously aware of the amazing programming that is going on with the human mind, brain, and the rest of the body system that says, I can heal everything in you. I can do everything if you just relax and enjoy the moment. Relax and be present with what's going on. Relax and worship with your breath, because more than anything, I think, most people who are suffering from a disease of any kind, they need oxygen. They need more oxygen. And so what does Matt Kahn suggest? Stopping and breathing every time you're in a traumatic situation and taking assessment of what is going on in the spiritual journey. What is the lesson that I need to learn? This Joe Biden's son was diagnosed with this brain cancer, I believe it was 2 years ago, August 2013. He underwent surgery, first mistake, radiation, chemotherapy. And then again, pardon me, not a mistake, but the belief system that he had, this was a necessary procedure. Because if people don't follow what they believe, then they're going to be in more trouble, because then they're in a major conflict with themselves. It's bad enough that you're in conflict with something that occurs outside of you. But then when you're in conflict with what you believe, your body goes into pure hell. It's like confusion galore. So you have to follow your belief. So what did he do? He followed the belief that he needed surgery, he needed radiation, and he needed chemotherapy. And what do they always use? They usually tell you, we got it all. You got a clean bill of health. And in November of that year, his cancer recurred in the spring of 2015, and now he's out of the earth. So this is not really a sad situation, but it's a learning situation. Because if you want to follow the belief of someone like Joe Biden's son, Bo, and get into the system deep, 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 instead of doing something very simple, as Matt Kahn urged us in this teaching, spiritual success, it's too simple for most people to even consider that all you need to do to get into alignment with the healing energy of the brain system that is so sophisticated that it has its own pharmacy system, all you have to do is breathe deeply and relax. Breathe deeply and relax. And so that carries into every situation that we are in, whether it's relatives we don't like, whether it's relatives who disturb us, whether it's the traffic jams, whether it's a test at school, whether it's neighbors who are unkind, breathing in and relaxing is the simple solution that our brother Matt Kahn gives us for spiritual success. When you have spiritual success, disease is not a problem for you. Because spiritual success means your brain's amazing chemical structured system, emotional brain, natural pharmacy system will work perfectly. It works perfectly. Most of us, though, have a problem relaxing into the system called the kingdom of the Most High. We have a real problem with that because it's too simple. It's just too simple. So what do? We go to the doctors and the white coats, the men in the white coats, and we ask them to help us when their primary objective is to write a prescription or recommend chemotherapy, radiation, any of the many, many tools that are in that system that will bring havoc to the body. They will bring damage to the body. And it's something that I was listening to a tape earlier by Bruce Lipton. It's what he calls mutilation. The definition of mutilation is to inflict serious damage on someone or something. And so what Hippocrates' oath that doctors took was to first do no harm. They have thrown that out of the water, into the dirt, out of the window. First do no harm does not exist in the medical system. They're doing all kinds of harm. And so the belief, it's all an issue of belief for people who are diagnosed with disease. It's an issue of your belief, your programming, and your attitude, and your knowledge as to what is the brain system here to do for you, and what is the purpose of this human vessel that we're in. So that is one of the lessons that we can learn from Joe Biden's son leaving the earth and having submitted to the mutilation of chemotherapy, surgery, and chemotherapy. And so every person who leaves us always gives us a lesson that if that is your belief system, then you could be leaving the earth soon as well. So, and then there are others like Mama Mother Hankins. I'm gonna let my sister AZ share with you the journey that this woman had, and she left the earth. She lived here almost twice as long as Joe Biden's son. She lived to be, what was she, 89?
She was 91.
91. Almost twice as amount of time on the earth as Mr. Biden. So, Mama's AZ, if you will you share with us the amazing life of this woman who has left the earth about the same time, actually, that Joe Biden's son left?
Well, there are many who are leaving right about now, old and young. There's another reasoning behind that, because there's been a major shift, sister, a major shift that emerged on the 5th of this month. And
of June.
Before we get into Mother Hankins, I must tell you that the young ones, the energies from this shift has been so strong, they decided that they would leave because they could not handle the energy shift, and then come back again. They did not complete their lessons, or maybe they did, but however, they weren't prepared to stay. And so they said, look, I got to get out of here so I can regroup and then come back, you see, because of this major shift. And then many who do leave, sister, their assignment up, and they know that it's better for them to be in other realms to assist us who are conscious or almost there with our consciousness and assist us in continuing this light work that ones like yourself, ones like myself, Kwame, others who are still physically here and doing what we came to do at this particular time and recognize it and move forward on that. And and Mother Hankins, you see, getting back to Mother Hankins, oh, that woman was God. She was hooked up in every corner of the city with the city officials and seed, a phenomenal seed that you know, she was planting, has planted, and continue even with her crossing over, she's still continuing to do her work from the other side, you see, with others who are here in the physical who recognize this. And yesterday I was just like, whoa, this is deep, because she had her celebration in the same church that my mom's school cross guard. My mom had her homegoing celebration, and my dad. I wasn't able to be there. And I was looking around at how progressive Reverend Black's church was, and that she, meaning Mother Hankins, had the opportunity to have her celebration at this particular location, which was...
Uh-oh. Mom AV, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I apologize. Mother Hankins zoomed me back, her celebration of the time that my parents were laid to rest at that church and during their reign of time on this planet. And the combination of Mother Hankins, my mom, my dad, Mrs. Bessie Elam, and all of those rock people, no matter what they did on the planet, they planted some phenomenal seeds. You see, Mother Hankins wasn't well for many years. However, she pushed forward, breathed the breath of life every day, reading her Bible in the Word, and she stood on that, and that gave her the breath every day to continue one more day, one day at a time. And I'm telling you, sister, this woman had a phenomenal life, that the life, much of what is not even recorded yet. I'm just like, whoa, buddy, it's too expensive. It's too extensive, sister. And I'm just very grateful that I had the opportunity to be in her presence, because she encouraged me through attending the first 144 drum ceremony there at the mountain. She wasn't there for the second one. However, her spirit was there. She encouraged me to reach out to others to see what we can do as a community to bring some of her thoughts of her legacy that she was working so hard towards, to see what we can do to bring at least a portion of that to fruition. It's phenomenal, Sister Viata, and I'm
now,
very
grateful. What do you believe was her legacy that she's leaving behind?
Well, she was wanting to resurrect one of the grammar schools that I attended into an industrial unit where one can teach just what you and I, Brother L.A., Sister El Zora, and her mom are in the process of doing, is leaving a legacy of quilting or sewing or something. You see, years ago, I went to an industrial school. They have none of that. Mm-hmm. On the down the hall, they were doing bricklaying, upholstery, the whole nine yards. They have none of that, you mm-hmm. see. And Mother Hankin, Palmdale School, it's Brooks Academy or something that she mentioned to me. She was fighting to resurrect that. There are ones that seem to not know anything about it. But I haven't talked to anybody. But you see, Mother Hankin planted that seed. And I got a whiff of that seed that she has planted, you see. And that's why she and I came together, you know, because we were talking about the machines that you've seen here with your own eyeballs. She wanted those machines to be at Palmdale, but I said, no, I'm committed to Vanilla Bright's world. However, this place here can be an extension, you see, because this is this door or gate has been opened to me, and Mother Hankins and I, and maybe the other lady that I haven't connected with yet, we were to sit down and talk about how we can bring this to fruition, you see. So I was in my meditation, Sister Viata, earlier this new day before I went to Tai Chi, and I was told that through the division in Jacksonville, Florida, which I'm envisioning, that maybe Mother Hankin and her wisdom and her tenacity and teaching can be a part of that. Because mm-hmm. I know that something is being already put in place there in that Jacksonville, Florida. I just know it, sister. I just know it. And so I'm asking the Creator to help me to breathe and relax so the answers within can come, because Mother Hankin has really inspired me to continue. I'm 63 and she's 91, so her health in the last 20 years has been an issue. But she went on to 91. She pushed that envelope until 91, and I'm going to do the same thing, you see.
Hallelujah.
And there are other sisters, there are others that are over there in your circle that can assist us with bringing this to fruition. It doesn't have to be in one location. The Hankins inspirational tool, or however you want to lay it out to be. But Mother Hankins should be, some of her wording should be put up on the YouTube. Some of the people, her family should be interviewed. And I'd like to be a part of seeing if I can make that happen, period. Because Mother Hankin is still working nonstop like a locomotive, even though her body is in the ground, her spirit, her essence is standing right here with all of us as we speak. She's so vast. And I like to say to the listening audience, when we leave, when we shed the shell, we are so vast that part of our essence can reincarnate, can come back and be the babies, the new babies, and then part of the essence can be elsewhere. I've seen this, sister. This has come to me many times. This is what you call the ancestors. The ancestors. We are so vast in the energy that we house that we can separate. Part of us can go into a new body, and part of us can stay and do work in other dimensions. And if you don't believe what I say, get on the doggone contraption, meaning the computer, and look it up. Everything that you have even thought of is up there on that contraption. Do some homework and some research if you don't believe what I'm saying out of my mouth. These are the kinds of things, sister, that's been coming to me that has been being downloaded from my brain, you know. So I'm just very grateful that you even have this platform, Sister Viata, for one like myself, because it's important.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you just expressed the multi-level complexity of every human being. It's like we don't even, our journey doesn't even end when our breath stops. That's the amazing thing about it, is we are called to be in this body and to download oxygen daily, hourly, minute, second by second, to stay alive, to keep the animation going in this body. And then when that time comes when the Creator takes our breath, we still have a job to do. It doesn't end.
Yes.
And as you said, the energy that we live, the essence of who we were when we journeyed on this earth, doesn't end. That the influence that we have when we are here doesn't end when the breath stops and the spirit goes on to another dimension. So that's why it's so important to let the human vessel do what it was created to do, so that your energy will be powerful enough, your essence will remain here and continue what the purpose of your body was here for, what your mind and soul are here for. The Creator gives each of us a brain to function on this earth with some aligning power and sensitivity to what's going on around us. And so the way we respond to what's going on around us can have such a major influence on the people that we interact with, the relationships that we have. There was something that Magtan said about, in every moment that we become conscious of the person who is in our midst. Let me see if I wrote it down. Oh, okay. I trust the consciousness of all, and I bring forth the highest consciousness that I am. Oh, my goodness. That's such a deep statement. That every time we encounter conflict with another individual, a different energy, an adversarial energy, a hateful energy, a fearful energy, that our job, those of us who are aware of this truth, those of us who have the belief that the spiritual realm is much more important than what we see, then we should be always mindful to trust the consciousness of the other people and the people around us, and bring forth our highest consciousness so that we can help them raise theirs.
Yeah.
Because every individual is made the same way. It's our belief system that interferes with us being in alignment with the Creator's love and joy and peace and understanding. It's the belief system that is interfering. It's the programming that's interfering, the attitude of the person. So it is our job, those of us who are conscious, to always bring forth our highest consciousness. If we're not doing that, then we're all going to be staying on the same level of conflict and confusion. That's what the message that Matt Conroy was so powerful, because it's the healthiest thing to do. The man talked about health. It's an emotional health to be able to recognize when people are not as conscious as we are. So it's profitable for all to be your highest consciousness anyway.
And not
fall to the level that the adversary is bringing other people, or as we have coined the phrase "stuck on stupid." We talked about this on our last show. That acronym for stupid is that we are not going to fall to the substandard teachings that are unable to inspire, propel, and deliver those people. We recognize all the time people who are stuck in that, but it's our job who are conscious to bring a higher consciousness to the stuck on stupid situation. We have to. That is what is going to heal this earth. That is what is going to bring health to our own bodies, and that's what's going to help those who are stuck, is that we bring the highest consciousness to the situation. And we smile, and we breathe, and we let them know that we understand, we overstand them, we understand them, and we're going to still stay in higher consciousness even if they choose to be stuck on stupid. So we are all being empowered these days in a big way.
Well, you know, sister, I was thinking earlier, my brother asked me the other day, he said, "What is going on with the women in this family? I just do not understand why, you know, they are not, you know, in my family, the Paris family. What is up with these women? My daughter, Robbie, my everybody, my niece." And I said, "You know what? They are where they are because that's where they're supposed to be to give us the lessons that we need to learn in this lifetime. So we have to, we must remember that we all came to this planet with a particular purpose and a particular journey. And, you know, Sister Viata, I was thinking to myself about my girl, my daughter, and it used to bother me that we don't communicate. Well, however, who is really to say because one comes through your gate that they're supposed to be like this or they're supposed to be like that?
That's
actually,
right.
You are the command center of you. You are your own command center and no one else's. And as long as you keep your mind, body, and spirit in alignment, in command alignment, or however you want to put it, you have to trust that everybody is on their assignment.
That's right.
On their assignment. And you must trust that whatever they came to the planet to do, that even though they may not be connecting to you, they're on their assignment. And that frees you up to be on your assignment and group with your soul family and move forward with your assignment. You see.
That's right. And that's why we can relax, because everybody has a purpose. It doesn't pay to get anxious about anything. And I was anxious Annie for the months that I was trying to sell my house. But I realized when it was over, it had a purpose. There was a purpose in waiting all that time. The right buyer had to come along because of my consciousness. It couldn't just be any old buyer. It had to be someone who lined up with the purpose that I was living in that house, waiting for the right buyer. And it really didn't pay. All the anxiety did was give me a headache. That was an eye opener for me. When you have anxiety, your head hurts because the brain wants you to relax and let it do what it was created to do, to fulfill its purpose with all the systems of the body. And here you are bringing in anxiety. Well, I want it to happen now. I want it to happen now. I want it to happen now. Why can't it happen now? Why can't it happen now? And then the brain hurts because it's inflamed. It's inflamed with our anxiety, our fear, our worries, our doubts. Why isn't it happening now? And why aren't you moving now? And why aren't you in the place where I want you to be now? And we have to stop that now. No more of that. No more.
Gotta take pill, people.
Yeah.
Gotta take the pill and breathe.
We have too much knowledge thanks to people like Matt Kahn, thanks to the internet, thanks to the World Wide Web. The Creator has given increasing knowledge with the World Wide Web. We are doing things we never thought we could do because we can click on a computer and put in a word and get the answers that we've been thinking about, and we become the answers. Someone was saying about that, becoming the answer. You ask a question, and then you become the answer.
That's what Matt Kahn said.
Is that where I got that from?
Yes, ma'am. I was listening to it today. Just a little bit ago, I had to cut it off and get me something cold to drink.
When we're relaxed and working in harmony with the truth of the reality of the heavens and the cosmos, we become the answer that we're looking for. We shift from question to answer mode, is how he put it. So that's what we need in this hour of confusion and dis-ease and medical system deception. We need to become the answer. When your doctor tells you you have cancer, time for a shift in reality. Breathe, relax, calm down. Get out of that office, doctor's office, before they sell you on the chemo and the surgery and all the other things that cost billions of dollars. Thanks to Obamacare, you can now afford it. That's why Obamacare has to be reconsidered by every conscious individual. Because now when you're in a doctor's office, a lot of people think, well, I have insurance now, so I might as well do what the adversarial medical system tells me to do. So I guess I don't have to breathe. I just have to do what they say. So there's the wrong answer. There's when we're not in alignment, because the simple truth is every disease that is diagnosed can be resolved more than likely by relaxing into your truth, relaxing into wisdom, going and reading some books, going meditating, breathing, and staying in a relaxed mode to hear what the brain system is going to send to your cells and every part of your body to help you come up with the right solution.
And you know what, sister, I'd like to add this. For those who have phones that you can speak to Google, you tell that Google, meditation music.
Yay.
And see what comes up.
And boy,
I tell you, it's a whole lot of meditation music for opening up your third eye, for going to theta. All of that, opening up certain parts of your brain, your everything. Just put on there, just speak in there, meditation music, and see what comes up. But you like, whoa, and just punch on something and listen, everybody. Yes, it's excellent. And if you don't like that selection, scroll up. Punch another one until you find something that is in your alignment. If it doesn't feel good to your vibration, then that's not the one. You just keep on going because there's a whole thousands of things on there, a whole lot of stuff that helps you to meditate.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
Calm your mind. Yes,
thank you.
Sister.
Hallelujah. So thank you. We are in a new brain thought, new brain programming here on Soul Purpose Healing. The brain is being reprogrammed, or we are being reprogrammed to think relaxation, to think breathing, to let the brain system work as it was created to work, with all these advanced systems that do all the work for us in this natural pharmaceutical body, sacred temple of the Most High. We are becoming who we were created to become. So we can walk in gratitude, chill pills all around us, breathe into every moment, no matter how difficult it might be, smile at those who irritate us, breathe into the moment, and continue to be in alignment so that others can come into the same alignment that we demonstrate every single day. And get together with your sisters who have like mind. Mom AZ and I got together for a whole week, and we joined our minds, our hearts, and our souls to create new adventures, to meet new people, to share love with other people, to help others clean their houses, to do whatever was needed in the moment so that we could help others raise their vibration. And that's what you should be doing, listening audience, is finding opportunities to be together with like-minded individuals so that people around you can see the love, can see the forgiveness, can see the joy, can see the purpose, and become more and more like our Creator with the purpose of love and forgiveness and a mind that says, I can heal anything. I can heal anything if I just relax and breathe into and become presently aware of every moment and enjoy every moment just as it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give thanks, sister, give thanks.
We give thanks. We give much thanks. Thank you. We're grateful for all you listening audience, and we're grateful for the music that is inspiring us. As Mama AZ mentioned, find some music, some meditation music, some uplifting music to give your body the healing energy it needs. A diagnosis of any disease means that you are not vibrating at the highest level that you can be vibrating at. So find out what that means for you. Find out what you need to do to raise your vibration, to give those cells what they need to do the work that they've been created to do, and that's to heal, restore, renew, and transform your human vessel. So we have come to the top of the hour. That, my goodness, that went really fast. So my sister, yes, it's almost that time. So any closing remarks as we prepare to go to our next blog talk show?
I'm just grateful, sister. I'm just grateful. And breathe, everybody. Take a chill pill and relax. Drink some water. Make sure you get enough water. Hydration.
Hallelujah.
Give thanks.
So here's us. Hallelujah. We thank us. We thank everyone who's listening and will learn and grow from this. And we thank NDRE for reminding us to be grateful. Have a beautiful week and a beautiful evening. Shalom and aho.
Aho.
From the pyramid to the beat of my heart, from a woman in Somalia to a child in Harlem, we created from the same thing. Oh, I'm grateful that you created me from the same grain, from the same thing. I'm grateful that you never cease to amaze me the way you love me.